Welcome to Talking Sense. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on Talking Sense. The new year is upon us, and millions of people around the world are making New Year's resolutions in hopes for a better 2022. However, studies show that the success rates for these goals are not in our favor, with only about 9% of people accomplishing their goals. Why is that, and how do you improve your chances? Today, we're talking about making change happen.
Okay, Negative Nancy. What's up with that? It's an intro, right?
Look, it may sound like the chances of you making things happen are so low that you may ask yourself, why even try? However, we're not trying to steer you away from you pursuing your goals.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite. Listen to this. We have looked at studies and we found a great reason to believe that you will be successful in your endeavor this coming year.
Yeah. And we joke, you know, yes, that many people don't meet their resolutions. And it's actually kind of a joke even to my friends and I, you know, when people make resolutions, we're like, okay, you know, the gyms are always full in January. But I actually recently bought a treadmill and it was really hard for me not to just wait. Cause I thought, you know, if I just wait till like March, I could get one off Facebook somewhere. but it is true that often people don't, but there are a lot of goals that you can set if you do it the right way and have success. So that's really what we're talking about. And I love how you started this, Mark, when you were prepping the show though. The first kind of header here, it says change the changeable.
Right.
Because sometimes the issue with your goal is that it's not really something you can control.
Exactly. And a lot of times we just go about it the wrong way, or, you know, we're not focusing on the right aspect that we need to change. So, you know, one where I'd like to start is where we start often on the show with just having the right mindset, right? So when I was kind of going through some difficult times in my life, one of the things that helped me the most is the Serenity Prayer. And if you haven't or heard what the Serenity Prayer is, I would Google it. But there's this part in that prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can change, and the wisdom to know the difference. Right. So there's many things that we cannot change, and that can be a pretty hard pill to swallow.
So if you think about it, like if you're in debt currently, you can't change that right now. You're already there. Okay. But you can change your choices going forward. And I think that's the big difference. There are things that we can't control, circumstances we're in at the moment. Maybe we could have controlled it earlier, but we didn't. And we're there now. So that's where accepting where you are is important. And you got to know where to start.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, again, can be a hard pill to swallow because a lot of us carry around guilt and shame, you know, from past mistakes, but we can't do anything about that, right? The only thing we can do is going forward. So, you know, being able to have that that mindset will help you a long ways.
So we did some research on what are common resolutions, just because we thought it was interesting. You know, only about 38% of people who were interviewed in 2020 were setting resolutions. Many of those said that COVID had an impact on the resolution they chose. So these are a little different than they've been in the past. 29% of people said they were going to focus on mental wellness.
Yeah, which that was kind of a new one, right?
Because that's not one that's commonly on there.
Right.
And then 28% said they wanted to eat healthier. And then 27% had financial goals. And then they also went back to people and they said, okay, what are the reasons people don't keep their resolutions for that same study? And they said 35% just lose motivation. 19% realize they're too busy to do the thing they'd hoped to do. 18% just changed their minds. And then 11% felt that they didn't have the support they needed. So it's interesting to look at that. I mean, when you think about that, really two or three out of four here are things that having the right support system and community could have changed.
Absolutely.
You know, losing that motivation. If you have a goal and you bring others on board to help hold you accountable and encourage you, then your risk of just feeling like you don't have support, of just changing your mind or losing motivation, all three of those could be benefited by having just the right community in your life.
Yeah. And it also, I think, goes back to what we say a lot, which is, you know, if you have something on paper on purpose, that goes a long way, right? So studies have shown about how just putting something to paper increases your chances of success, right? And and also exactly what you said, right? Having that community to be able to help you with that. So, you know, as I was kind of prepping this, I was like, okay, if only we had a systematic way to work through these obstacles and have a catchy acronym to go with it.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh,
but if we knew, like, maybe just a quick little thing to help us remember how to set goals.
Mm.
Oh, wait, we do.
There is a way. And it's called setting SMART goals. So SMART goals are what?
Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time bound. So anchored within a time frame. So when you're thinking about your goals, and we've talked about this in another episode, we got real deep into it in episode 10, if you want to go dig that out, but we're going to give you a little preview here. So when you think about your goals, is it specific? So for instance, I want to be financially stable. Is that a specific goal? No, because financial stable for me is
something to somebody else,
something different to someone else. So make sure your goals are something you have that is specific. Also has to be measurable. If you can't feel the progress, you're going to get demotivated, which is one of those where a lot of people gave up. They just felt like they were not keeping their motivation. I mean, that was the biggest one, 35% lost motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So specific, measurable, achievable. If your goal is to be, you know, 95 pounds in 6 months and you are my weight of about 170, that may not be realistic mm-hmm. or healthy.
Yeah. And you're probably going to lose motivation because you're not going to see that progress the way that you want to, right?
Yes. I mean, I would have to lose a ridiculous amount of weight. So again, it's got to be something that you can achieve that is realistic. But I also want to take some kind of pause on realistic, because I want to say when we talk about realistic goals, sometimes being too realistic isn't healthy. If your goal doesn't challenge you a little bit, then maybe you need to up it a little.
Right.
You know, some people say, well, it's not realistic for me to buy a car with cash. Is it? Or is it that you're in too much of a hurry?
Yeah.
You know, so that one's the only one that I say it's okay to stretch yourself a little bit on that part, because sometimes we don't think big enough.
True.
And then time frame. If you don't have a time limit to meet the goal, then you don't have the ability to break that goal into smaller steps. So again, if I say, okay, I want to have $2,000 in savings and I want to do that within a year, then I know that I have to put a certain amount per month into mm-hmm. savings on average to be able to get to that goal. But if I don't give myself a time limit, then it's just this nebulous goal.
No, and if you don't do the calculation of figuring out your budget to mm-hmm. see what kind of margin you have, to see if that's actually even doable in the first place, then that might be hindering you. So if that's not even a possibility, then that's also something that you've got to be very mm-hmm. aware of.
Yes. And that goes back to just knowing yourself and knowing your situation and understanding what you can and can't change. So, and you know, we've talked about this in other episodes. If you sit down to do that budget and you find, man, I truly do not have enough and I'm not even wasting money, which is uncommon. I will say almost all of us waste something.
Definitely.
But if you find that, then maybe it's time to pick up a side hustle for a short time. It doesn't have to be forever. Just to get you to your goal, and then you move to the next thing and you can give up on that. So, you know, first thing you want to do is make sure your goals are SMART. And again, if you want to look at the details on that, we've got a lot of details in episode 10. We call it Thanks for the Memories. It'll give you a great refresher on that. Now, if you're not sure what goals to even set,
mm-hmm. yeah, so
what do you need to do?
Absolutely. So looking back at that study, one of the top goals, right? So almost 30% of people that were making these resolutions had the goal of being financially well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So increasing their financial wellness. So if that's one of your goals, right, is to make smarter financial decisions, then here are three goals that you could definitely start out with 2022, and that a lot of people could be very successful in, you know, setting these goals and having just those clear objectives. So Teresa, where should we start there?
I think one of the best things you can do for yourself if you're trying to get started on financial wellness is having an emergency fund. We cannot stress enough how much having an emergency fund can help you. You think about something as simple as, you know, your car breaks down. Well, you can't get to work without a car. So now what? If you don't have enough money to fix it, you get into a minor wreck and you don't have your deductible, that's going to put you in a pickle. We encourage people to have at minimum $2,000 set aside in savings. And then the goal long term would be to have about 3 to 6 months of your expenses, not necessarily what you bring in, but what you've got to have to pay your bills, set aside just in case. But starting out with $2,000 is a wonderful place to start, because it'll help you stay out of credit card debt. And I would say 40% of Americans, based on the studies we've seen.
Yeah, 40% of Americans, according to these studies, would struggle to pay a $400 emergency. So mm-hmm. but by just having that emergency fund, that will help you stay out of credit card debt.
Yeah. And then you just slowly replenish it if you've had to use it. So, I mean, again, if you didn't have to pay someone 20% interest, you can replace that emergency fund that, when you're not paying it to a credit card company, mm-hmm. you can replace that emergency fund a lot quicker than you can pay off that credit card that you would have had to put it on otherwise. So that would be a goal that I think universally all of us need to have, an emergency fund.
Yeah. And then the next one is also something that will make sure that you are not left in a rough spot, you know, if something were to happen to you, right? So to protect your family, one of the best things that you can do is to find out if you need life insurance and what the right amount of life insurance is for you.
And I think a lot of people that we meet with are underinsured, and many of them are thinking about paying off debt, but they're not thinking about the income they bring to the home. You know, and this is a mistake that I made when I was younger. My husband and I, we had just enough life insurance to cover the house payment mm-hmm. and pay off the cars. So if something happened to one of us, the other one could at least not have those larger debts. But with the income that I made versus what he made, it would have still been very difficult, extremely mm-hmm. difficult for me to be able to maintain the home that we had even. So it's important to think about, if you don't come home tomorrow, what paycheck would your family need to maintain their lifestyle? Mm-hmm. So like I said, many people come in and they're underinsured. And I think there's also a misnomer out there about the cost. You know, term insurance is not extremely costly. Mm-hmm. I was shocked when I first joined GenWealth. I was Chad Roller came up to me and asked me, you know, why I had a certain premium the way I had it set up. Mm-hmm. And he showed me that it was going to be $5 more to have almost double the coverage.
Wow.
And I didn't know. And so there's break points. I learned this back then. There's break points even in life insurance where, mm-hmm. you know, bulk discounts, for lack of a better way to put it.
Right.
And I could afford a much higher policy than I thought I could. A lot of people are prone to use, you know, whole life because that's what their parents did. You know,
right.
their parents did that, and that's what they know. But you can get a much higher death benefit at a lower cost in term policies, and especially if you're younger.
True. If you're younger, the younger you are, the healthier you are, you're going to receive a better rate. And ultimately, your health and your age are going to be some of the biggest determinants in the cost of that policy.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about emergency fund if you're needing help with a goal. We've talked about life insurance. And then last thing is getting some coaching. You know, if I had a goal of physical fitness and I engage with a trainer, I'm going to have much better results than just relying on myself to show up every day.
Exactly. Because by having a coach, you would already be reducing some of the biggest reasons for not keeping the resolutions, right? So losing motivation or feeling like you didn't have that support, mm-hmm. right? So that already would take away so much of the obstacles that keep people from success. So, you know, another reason that we would add to the main reason for accomplishing these goals, you know, is that they don't have accountability mm-hmm. or an expert to guide them through those next steps. So
we've talked before about how finances is one of those subjects that a lot of people just did not get an education on. I mean, how many people even knew how to write a check when they got to college? I mean, does your generation even use checks?
Not really.
I don't know if that's important. Okay. So how many knew how to balance their bank account and know how much money they have? Many don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have those simpler tasks that you have coaching for, then you likely don't have the education you needed for those larger tasks that are ahead of you. So how do you get those? Well, you get help. You go and educate yourself for your career. Go and educate yourself for your finances. And we have a great program for that here at GenWealth. We call mm-hmm. it MoneyWorks. And if you want some more information on that, you can go to mymoney.works or you can text MoneyWorks to 501-381-5228. But generally what you're doing is you're combining the power of technology with the relationship of a financial advisor who has your specific unique goals in mind to help you get the traction that you need to get going.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you find yourself not having that emergency fund or you don't have life insurance, or maybe you don't even know if you have it, right? So some people have some through work and they say, yeah, I think I have that. Then MoneyWorks would be the perfect place for you to
get that pulse check.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's time for our 2 cents. And I'm just going to say, if you have been letting those obstacles get in the way, don't let them. Don't let the same obstacles that stopped you and so many from reaching their New Year's resolutions keep you from achieving the success you owe to yourself. You have the power to set yourself up for success. So make your smart goals and then follow through.
Yeah. And if you're like me and you need a little extra motivation, don't hesitate to reach out to us for help. Your best 2022 deserves your best shot. Our goal is to equip you with the support that you need to make wise decisions with your money. So let us partner with you for that journey. That's it for us today on Talking Sense. Thank you so much for joining us, and tune in to our next episode when we talk about the importance of investing early. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walk team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com, or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walk Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.